This is the Q Talk America Radio Network.
Guess what, everybody? Hit the wrong button. Hate when I do that. We've all got places to go. It's the beginning of hour three on a Tuesday night. This is the show. Q Talk America is the name of the radio network you're listening to. It's a web radio. Also, Kat Carlson is here, Marnie Ryer, Al Perkins, rounding out the cast of tonight's show, as we do each and every week.
All from our open the box.
Right here in our Central Phoenix secret location. All that kind of fun stuff. What are you doing? Somehow, you got cupcakes, which I guess these are going to be birthday cupcakes, I'm assuming. Is that what we're doing, Marnie?
Uh-huh. Successful extraction.
Look at that. My gosh. They're chocolate. All good. Yes, go.
May I just give Nero a shout out? Because, first of all, thank you very much. They are new, and my glasses, and
I was going to say that, and then I just assumed you bought one in every fucking color.
No, I have these in, well, this color and blue,
right,
and
the blue ones, yeah,
and like a brown, but those aren't very nice on me.
Okay.
But I saw Nero's post yesterday with the, having been out, doing the foraging and the treasure hunting, and I have to tell you, Nero, that I spent about 3 hours yesterday. 3 hours that I don't necessarily have, but I just had to. Trying to figure out what that goddamn thing with the car on it. If you guys saw the different things that Nero had found.
Restraining order?
Then, right. Well, then she put on there and asked, it looks like maybe a hubcap.
I didn't see this. Where is it?
Like it's on her Facebook page, and it looks like a hubcap kind of thing, and it has a little car on it. So I was looking at Model Ts. I was looking at all kinds of things.
I need to find this.
And it's part of the different treasure that she found. She really finds some very cool things, I think. But I'm sorry that you burned yourself.
Hang on, I'm gonna look at it right now. Hang on, I'm looking at it.
No, sorry.
Today's treasure, the 20 penny coin from 32, an actual... Okay, that's not it. Is it in the group of other things?
Yes, it is. It's a from yesterday, I think, wasn't it? Yesterday or the day before?
Where Nero posts today's treasure, including a 20 penny coin from 32 and some actual real money. So in this picture... it's got a bimetal spring on it for one.
Yes.
So I'm going to assume that some sort of it looks like it might be even a wind up of some sort.
Okay.
Or, well, and because there's notches, there's a pointer, obviously, on it,
mm-hmm.
which would mean.
Maybe put it on the screen so we can all see it.
Well, I don't have. Jesus. Mm-hmm. Well, I can't just.
No, make the magic happen.
Well, I have to go to another device for that. Well, we'll post it. Let me get to that.
Have you seen this?
Tell your story, Al, or do your first thing.
Oh my God, that is wrong.
It is.
Okay, well, first, it's not really entertaining to anybody else, but the Golden Girls back in the '80s, a tradition was born one night from an episode that I have never been able to find. I've never seen it on repeats. I have been searching for the quote, and today I finally got the words just right. I feel like I can put a quote in for a show and it'll take you to that episode. Ladies of the Evening. It's episode 2, season 2 of The Golden Girls, where Blanche talks about dancing with the president at the 1973 inaugural.
Okay.
They assume Richard Nixon. She tells them the president of the city council, but he's only president for 2 days because, unfortunately, he was killed 2 days later at the opening of the new toll booth when 10 Shriners on mini bikes all came through the toll booth at the exact same time. Very exact change. And it's one of those long jokes that really should belong to Rose. I just assumed it was Rose that told it because and I have not watched it yet, but now that I know that The Golden Girls is on the primetime video, and it may be because it's the episode with Burt Reynolds, and maybe they just couldn't afford syndication rights and that one was just pulled out of the mix. But I have never seen that episode of Burt Reynolds since, but that was the episode that started it in 1985, fall of... That it became a Saturday night tradition to watch the Golden Girls and then go out.
Oh.
Have a couple, pre-party cocktails at home, watch the Golden Girls in Arizona. Because in New York, you don't go out till like midnight. The bars open until 4 a.m., so you're not getting anywhere early. But here we would go out, we would put on masks, do our facials, watch the Golden Girls try not to laugh, fail miserably with cracked masks on.
Right.
And but it was the show that started it. Is like, okay, we got to watch this so we're in a good mood when we go out. Like, it'll just, our spirits will be lifted. We'll be drinking for all the right reasons. We can't be alcoholics if we go out drinking in a good mood.
Oh, funny.
Probably wrong on a couple counts. But right, that's right. It.
No, so, that's just science.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, seems fair. Like it. Mm-hmm. So, Ladies of the Evening, Episode 2, Season 2. So, if you have Amazon Prime, just know that the line about the Shriners on mopeds almost killed me as an 18-year-old child.
Can I show this picture now? Can we go back to Nero? By the way, I didn't realize Nero and I were not friends on Facebook. We now are. Oh, so there we
go. That's lovely. There you go.
This is the picture of the item that is in question here. Now, I don't know, based on the look of this, I don't know that the centerpiece where the car is, I don't know that that's original to this item.
Oh, okay.
Only because, well, I don't know, I may be wrong, but it just looks like maybe it was added to me. But I don't exactly. It's some sort of a coil spring.
And I like that she's using an Oreo cookie underneath to give us the
perspective. Oh, to give us perspective. That is very nice.
Very thoughtful.
That is.
They had Oreos in Finland. About.
Doesn't it look like an Oreo cookie?
But
I don't think
not.
It's. No, it's not.
Of course.
Oh my God,
not.
I'm so mad at you right now because I'm like, how did I miss that before? God,
I'm right
you.
Here. I'm right here.
I'm just mad at you.
Thank you for seeing the Oreo cookie.
Mad at
it's
you.
Clearly been photographed with something of interest on top of it.
Yeah, Al's thinking that this is Oreo cookie.
And am I wrong?
Yes.
No.
You are wrong.
Yeah, you
it's
are.
Not a double stuff, though. It's one of those awful single ones.
Yeah, agree to disagree.
No.
That's a cookie.
No, it's not.
So there's the whole picture of all the stuff. Now, I think that's fascinating. I think that's cool. I had a great uncle in Amarillo, Texas, that I've talked about before, that used to walk all the time as his daily exercise.
Did he like Oreo cookies?
And he, well, sure he did.
Did you find them in the ground?
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Covered in a nice
but
brooch.
But he collected all kinds of stuff, and he would always save up like all the money. He documented it all, and then he would donate the money to charities and whatnot.
Cool.
But I just always think it's great what you can find on the ground. There's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
but
she
I don't
has found
know.
Some fascinating shit. Like, when I look down, I'm like, what? And some of it I can't figure out, but...
I don't know what that thing is, Nero, but that's cool. I think it's very cool. I'd like to figure out. If you do figure it out, do update somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And maybe us.
Well, I couldn't figure out with that coil, but then I thought, well, that one piece, maybe that was just a hubcap. That, you know, not a hubcap, but you know, like
can I please?
I mean,
and that you can put on each one of the...
In the dissatisfaction with a single Oreo, someone created a rather lovely yo-yo.
Okay, you're killing
me. Oh, interesting.
Of the things.
That's all I can think of to do with those awful little skinny Oreos.
Fling it at somebody on a string, because I'm taking it back. It's still a cookie.
May I share this picture with you? This is one of the profile pictures on Nero's Facebook page. Look at
I
that.
I love that. That's fantastic.
I'm hoping... Oh.
Simple girl with a dream.
By chance, were you riding a scooter, and do you have a knife? Do you have a samurai sword?
Yeah. Ginsu, as it were.
I need to know if you have a samurai sword... somewhere that you can use there.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Alfie, continue on.
All right, so the Arrested Development remix is available on Netflix. So you can watch season 4 all in the right order now. So now that I know that it's out, I wasn't sure. Because at the end of the month, we get the season 5. Oh, my God. So season 4's 15 long episodes have been remixed into 22 shorter episodes, somewhat chronological and somewhat more immediately split among the main cast of characters. You really just had to stay with it. You just had to trust that it was going to stay the funny show it was in the season 4. But we've talked about that. But now if you want to go back and see if it's more to your liking, you know, not so much work, you can go back and see it there.
All right. I'm in.
What the fuck was this story?
Okay. Nero, now that we're friends, it's kind of funny to read through some of your posts. On April 17th, when you posted about washing your balls in the washing machine, tennis balls, and now they're drying on a radiator in an orderly fashion.
Just because that's the key to washing your balls, organization.
The day before, you posted a picture of your dirty balls. Thank you for that. Look at that.
There you have it.
On Netflix as well, 3 comedy specials by John Mulaney. Watch them, enjoy them. Mm-hmm. I had only seen him on Comedy Central. I did not know he was available on the Netflix.
Okay.
He is the writer who wrote Stefan, the About Town, What's His Butt's
Saturday
character.
Night Live.
Saturday Night Live character that was your guide to New York's hotspots. So he wrote that for, oh my God, somebody help me with his name.
Lots of teeth.
Bill Hader?
Bill Hader.
Bill Hader. Yep.
So, and
out of the air.
As all of us who watch that have said, we're convinced it's on cue cards that he has not
he has
read before.
No idea what he's reading.
He has no idea what's coming, and that's why he can't, like, he manages to sell it. Yeah, and the fact that he looks like such a tweaker when he does it with his hands, like, it works on so many different levels.
New York's hottest nightclub is Splurge. And he just loses it. And what's the Jewish name? Harvey, no, what's there's a Jewish name that they throw at him that we've seen the video before.
Oh,
when he says it.
I can't even keep track. The midget fire hydrants are my favorite. But anyway, so this guy, he had a very, 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 very bad sitcom a couple years ago that I had lost all faith in him, but three of, and I don't know if like these are separate from the Comedy Central specials. He's not a very dirty comedian, but oh my god, is he funny? Tall, skinny Irish guy that everybody thinks is gay, but he is straight and he did get married. But I mean, just he's a very funny guy. So if you get a chance, there's at least three specials on Netflix, and they're an easy way to spend an hour. Like if you're bored with nothing to do.
I've heard that the Kevin James one is pretty funny, too. Mm. People were talking about that from Netflix at work today and saying it was really funny.
Okay. Sydney Applebaum.
Oh, Sydney Applebaum.
That's the name.
That's the Hillary Clinton one.
They throw it at him, and he has never read it before, and he gets to the cue card and just dies.
Yeah. Isn't Sydney Applebaum the one from the Hillary Clinton?
It's Sydney something.
Something or other. Maybe it's that's not who it is. Okay, some of this is for my book club. So then, the last few weeks with one last one.
Reading the synopsis of it, it's the Jewish Dracula.
Oh, the Jewish, yes.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
And it's the way he says Sydney Applebaum when he gets to it, that he puts the full inflection in. Okay. So the last 4 weeks, concluding this week with Andrew Reynolds.
Reynolds.
Live from Lincoln Center has just been a treat this season. They film in December, and I'm fingers crossed, hopefully going to storm the castle, die on that hill, and see the tapings for next year, because what a terrific venue. And then you and Jose were both fixated on the fact that it was Anderson Cooper's studio, and I'm like, oh.
How do you miss that? That fucking wall and that view, he did his entire show from that studio. I'm like, why? Like, it's an airport hangar.
Oh, I do remember the set being way too big for a talk show, but I just saw the one where he interviewed his mom. It was the one I ever watched.
Oh, no, I've watched several of them.
And that view wasn't behind it. But I knew that the one thing I knew is The View was called The View because they filmed in the old offices, I mean, the old studios where they filmed The City. So they had a big window there that they could green screen and make other places. When they were trying to figure out what to name it, they had this view that they never showed it. You just knew that behind that set was a window overlooking New York. They're not there anymore. They're down by the...
I always assumed The View was because they all had a point of view. That's why.
It was a double entendre that worked.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, that worked. And it wasn't dirty. Usually in a double entendre, one of the entendres is dirty.
Filthy, yeah.
So the first week was Sutton Foster, who it turns out needs a character and a wig.
I'm telling you, it's all about the wig. You put a wig on that bitch and she is...
Everything.
Alive.
Because she is a very, and like, except for Jonathan Groff's part, like, it was lovely. She's got a lovely voice. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was all the things, but she just really...
She needs that extra?
She just needs a character. I mean, she's terrific and a stunning performer, but boy, on her own in Cabaret, that was kind of flat comparatively. Yeah.
Well, and then...
Stephanie J. Block was... terrific.
Is that the dark-haired gal I watched last night?
Yeah. Wow, what a performer. And
super
then,
fun.
We've always... finger on the pulse of the revival of Funny Girl when it ever happens.
Laser focused.
And when they finally decide what to do with the second act, she came up with the solution. Sing blow songs.
Well,
sure, there's been no one else in this show for the last 2 hours and you're on your 10th number. Throw in an 11th number. All you got left to do is reprise Don't Rain on My Parade for the third time. You'll be...
You know who's buying tickets to that?
Yeah, exactly.
I enjoyed watching her thing because I like at one point, I mean, she told several very cute stories about a lot of different things, but she stops. In case you haven't noticed, I'm a belter.
Yeah.
What?
Really? I had not noticed that all of these songs.
Apple who?
It looked very effortless. She
totally did.
Then, oh, yeah.
And then she did the one thing that I love when someone gets a hold of Somewhere Over the Rainbow. It's a lullaby. Stop screaming that song. We know she can hit all the big notes. She didn't. She sang it beautifully and simply in the spirit of that song.
Super good.
I cannot stand when people scream that song.
And I got a notification today that, and I don't know if I liked it or what, but I got the notification today of the young man who is next, who used to be in Book of Mormon.
Andrew Reynolds. Yeah, he's Friday.
Okay.
So he's this Friday. So good times. So they're very good. They're on demand, except for some reason Sutton Foster's not on the on demand list. Mm. I'm like, I don't think PBS should be picky about who they kick and kick off. But,
I mean,
I'm not sure about that. So I told you about that. I'm not going to tell you how to live your life. How to Get Away with Murder, because of the changing of the cable boxes and not remembering all the shows I watched. I had missed the end of season 4. What a terrific, fun soap. I forget what a fun, just balls-to-the-wall soap opera that is. Like, it's just soap opera at its 80s and 90s absolute best. There's a twist around every corner. No one just simply leaves the room. They leave the room, plot a murder, and, like, it's just delightful fun. And I watched them all at once, which I usually watch that show each week. So watching it all together made a little bit more sense. Because they flash forward, they flash back, they flash sideways. Mm-hmm. Everyone's canoodling with someone else.
Canoodling. I do appreciate that.
And then they did.
Someone gets bamboozled.
Yeah, hold on.
The bamboozling.
Shenanigans. They were all accounted for.
So much.
But there was a crossover with Scandal, which I left after season 1, and I forgot how good that show was.
Because they're all in Shondaland, so they just have to go across the street there.
Yep. But I think they're trying to sneak away, in my personal opinion, in my own little conspiracy theory, that by putting Kerry Washington on How to Get Away with Murder, she can get a guest actress Emmy. They can nominate her as guest actress on drama series, and she can win an Emmy that way.
I say smart.
So now she can win an Emmy two different ways. They can nominate her twice in her last year, because she still has never won for that show.
I should prove.
And after watching her in that episode, I forget how good she's so good in that role.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't remember why I gave that show up, but it wasn't because I didn't like it.
It got too real.
Did it?
That's just fair.
It wasn't palatable as fiction anymore. It was, holy crap, what if this is fucking happening?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's what happened to me with Scandal. It went from, oh my God, this is an outrageous fiction and this could never happen, to, is this happening right now?
Yeah.
Right.
So now I just want to know, I haven't seen the Scandal episode because Scandal is not available on Netflix yet, but How to Get Away with Murder, that went off the air and went on Netflix 5 seconds later. Like,
how do you not have a Hulu password?
Is it on Hulu? I haven't.
I'll write mine down.
Because I break up with Hulu all the time and they keep giving me 2 free months. So pretty soon it's going to be
handy.
Yeah, you just break up with them and they're like, we'll give you 2 months free. Will you stay?
Interesting.
Sure. Okay. I'm only sticking around to the end of The Handmaid's Tale.
I was in that relationship one time.
But if it's on the Hulu, then I can watch that episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm really curious. There was a couple plot points that clearly happened on the Scandal.
I'm pretty sure you can get all of the Scandal. Let me look for you.
Oh, good. Thank you. So, but just a
because sometimes they cut you off. Sometimes they're like, oh, we're only going to give you the last 5 episodes. Suck it that you weren't paying attention.
And that makes me mad. Yeah, and I think.
Makes me mad.
It falls in the last 5.
What do you think my $11 a month buys me? It should buy me unlimited television.
All the things. I'll answer for you. So that's it. So if you really want some escapist fun TV, How to Get Away with Murder. And when it's dirty, it's dirty. Like, they are not kidding. Mm. That show goes way too far for it.
They are a 5-episode cutoff.
But is the one with Annalise in there?
I don't know.
I can't think what it's called. I looked it up and I don't remember. So that's pretty much it for entertainment.
I was going to ask you something with regards to entertainment.
Except for Kanye West.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have time.
Are him
and Rudy hanging out together?
No shit.
Okay, there's another one. Yeah. Needs the meds, is too many
for
meds,
real.
Drunk, not drunk, something. And you just don't brag that you don't read. Like, that's not a brag.
Yeah, it was excited about that.
You don't.
Bill Maher goes off about that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he talks about that, like, really?
Yeah.
That's great.
Then get an audiobook. And you know who else says that in their dumbasses? Is the
president?
No, that one. There's another one.
Sure.
The Pinkett Smith kids. Those two idiots.
Oh,
that are always the girl, I think, is the one that said,
Willow.
You know, she said, one of them, I don't know which one it was, one of them said, I write books, I don't read them.
How do you know how to write books if you don't read books?
I know. And I'm like,
I can't.
That is bad parenting. That is like Santa Clarita
it's
diet
okay.
bad parenting.
You choose not to.
I'm like mortified, embarrassed that I've only read one book this year.
Yeah.
Like, mortified to say that out loud, because that's all I've had time to read, and it was a children's book, and it doesn't even count.
Well, I finished, too.
I'm very upset.
The Mindhunters, which the TV show, they keep talking about if they're going to make it to interview Charles Manson, and the book never gets to it. He never brings up Charles Manson.
Oh, okay.
But that's one of the places where they talk about the people that are attracted to the killers in jail, the people that make the pen pals and the fans and the attractors that they have. Like, it's really very strange. But I did finally finish that book, very cold. But there's a book called In Shock, if you can find it. It's a very detailed book of a doctor's account as being a patient in the ICU where she works. Harrowing tale of illness. But at the end of it, she
I can't
has,
read that right now. My grandpa's in the hospital. He had heart surgery. I can't read that right now.
But just read, in the end of it, she gives you a breakdown of how to be a better...
Thanks.
Healthcare professional.
So much.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. How to be a better healthcare professional, and then how to be a better patient. Like that, like what you need to know before you go into the hospital to make yourself a better patient. And after reading her book and the things that were the errors that were made, it was nice to see it as like, and here's what you can arm yourself with as you or your loved one goes into the hospital.
Yeah.
So I mean, it was interesting. It's a really good book. I read it in like less than 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Really good read.
Well, all right. I can't recall the other thing I was going to bring up with regards to entertainment. There was something, and I just completely lost it. It may come back to me.
It may.
Oh, I do remember one thing that popped up. If I'm not mistaken, I saw it just today. Today marks 30 years since Facts of Life went off the air.
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that would make sense.
No. And I had no. Facts of Life was...
89? 88?
Oh, we are in the year of our Lord, 88.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm back to buying it again.
Yeah, so 30 years. And then I didn't there were some people, aside from the Cloris Leachman, there were a couple other characters that added, and I forgot that they integrated the school and let boys in, Eastman, blah, blah. I forgot all about that. But I was like,
Patty Duke's son.
30, that's the one. Oh, that's right. That's right.
Aston.
Right.
George Clooney.
The final episode.
Not Sean Astin.
No, but we're after Clooney was even there. Like, they went on for more years than they should have. Blair's character becomes like the.
Well, they owned us. They owned the bookstore. They owned.
It's called Over Our Heads. Was the name of the stupid store they owned?
Yeah, they owned a store. Oh yeah, that
Over Our Heads.
That show went off. That jumped the shark, ran over the shark, ate the shark.
That poor shark.
Did filthy things to sharks.
I remember that episode, or that one of the episodes where they owned the store, where it was called In Over Our Heads was the name of the store, and all of the girls had them buy all this shit, and Mrs. Garrett knew nothing about any of it, and she was trying to sell an album to somebody who'd come into the store. She goes, "You look like an Oingo Boingo person," and they walked towards the records, and that was the end of the show. And I was like, Oingo Boingo from Charlotte Ray.
Wow.
Yeah. Just didn't get it.
Right?
There's that.
Final episode aired September 13th, 1988.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That's so not right on it, but I just somebody posted it. And I was like, wow, I never even thought
about
it.
I seriously thought we were in 2016.
When did it start? Does it say that?
The first episode aired August 24th, 1979.
That makes sense.
And that's when Molly Ringwald was in it, and the girl on the roller skates.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's Kim Fields.
Mm-hmm. Was and no 2D. Joe.
No, Joe wasn't there yet.
Mindy
Cohn was already there. Lisa Wilchell.
Already fat, yeah.
Fatally.
Fatally. I was already three ding-dongs in.
Wow.
It's awful that we don't approve, but it's still funny.
And what is the Facts of Life a spinoff of?
Different Strokes.
Different Strokes.
Bingo.
Different
there you go. Because Charlotte Way was the housekeeper for
Charlotte
the Drummonds.
Way.
Huh?
Charlotte Way.
Charlotte Way?
That's what you just said.
That's what they watch in Japan.
Girls! Girls!
Two things is what she brings. Two things is what she's talking about. Two things, important little things. That is what she's spouting out.
You just need two things.
That means two things.
Let's get two things clear.
And then two things about yourself.
And I've come to share with you one of two things. No, two of two things. We're sharing two things right now.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world.
Quick, grab two things you love.
It can be two things.
Only two things in the world I'm scared of.
Rise of two things.
Remember two things.
I believe in two things.
Guys are only after two things.
What's better, doing two things at once or just one?
Never half-ass two things. Whole ass one thing.
Ted Carlson, boys and girls.
Are you feeling more anxious these days?
Kind of.
Who isn't?
You've got plenty of company. A new survey from the American Psychiatric Association reveals that 39% of Americans feel more anxious now than they did a year ago.
I can believe that.
Well, that's more than double the 19% of Americans who feel less anxious now than at this time last year. Worries about safety top the list of anxieties, and 36% of Americans describe themselves as extremely anxious about keeping myself or my family safe. Financial fears close behind. The prospect of paying bills and other expenses made 35% of survey respondents feel extremely anxious, and 32% said it made them feel somewhat anxious.
Somewhat.
Somewhat.
Yeah. That'd be 67%
Nary
of people.
A day goes by.
67% of people,
think.
Money troubles.
Oh.
Yeah. Open a savings account.
I can see it.
Maybe stash.
Maybe.
Maybe a little envelope under the mattress.
Sure.
What else? It helps. It helps.
It could.
Even $5 a week. That's it.
Yeah, absolutely. Put your change. Put your change in a cup.
All this angst contributed to a 5-point increase in the country's national anxiety score. Yeah, we have one.
So is that higher? If that's higher than everyone else's, every other country, then we're finally beating people.
Then we're winning.
Something.
We're
finally winning.
At anxiety.
At something. Not the best thing, but something.
Well, the national anxiety score is measured on a scale from 1 to 100, as you might expect.
Or is it like Wyoming?
No.
Yeah. Oh, so we're not
different
measuring
scale.
My... Oh.
Different scale.
All right.
We're no longer using the Where the Fuck is Wyoming scale.
We're on the metric system now.
Meow, Cal, can you help me out
We're
with
on the
this,
metric
please?
System.
I need my...
Yeah. And our country's anxiety score rose from 46 in 2017 to 51 in 2018.
I feel it would be higher.
That'd be higher.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
would be more than.
No, but I feel it'd be higher than that.
Well, you would think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not gender specific. The APA noted that anxiety was up among men and women.
Mm.
It's also colorblind, people of various races and ethnic groups.
Okay.
Really adults of all ages.
Sure.
Anxious.
Very.
I know.
At least 51%.
This article is making you anxious, isn't it?
Yes. I'm a little trepidatious.
Yeah. America suffers from anxiety. It just does.
Uh-huh.
Which leads me to my second point.
Fair. Please.
Self-care.
Mm.
Yeah. It's a good thing. It's a thing to talk about.
Are you talking about hygiene?
Well, all of the above. Honest
to
God.
Okay.
So I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm a person who maybe puts too much on her plate.
Oh, no. Come on.
Sometimes it happens.
You're maybe, so full of shit.
Maybe I
From
say...
From the person who puts nothing on except for actual food.
Sometimes maybe you find yourself, maybe you get home from work one night and you think, my God, why do my toes hurt so bad? What... fuck is going on here? Sure. Well, I haven't cut my toenails in a good long time.
There you go. That would be why.
So busy. I know. Fun fact.
Yep.
So I just want to remind our listeners.
Yep.
Take the time.
It's well.
Clip your toenails.
It's sandal season.
It is sandal season.
Fix your feet.
I wouldn't wear. I wouldn't.
Maybe
wear
get a little pedicure.
I have
a little self care. Spend a little time in the pool. Read a book.
Yeah.
Watch your favorite show.
Cut your fucking toenails. But not in the pool or in the living room watching your favorite show.
Can I ask
Please do these activities separately.
In appropriate spaces.
Right, yeah. Right. May I ask a question?
Oh, you can ask anything. This is your show,
let's
Marnie.
Do this.
Thanks, actually, it's his.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure. Is this a cry for help from Jenny? What's happening?
I am not alone. What's that about Jenny?
Oh, I think she's sucking about her...
anxiety.
Yeah, either anxiety or toenails. I'm not sure which.
I was looking for the map that you sent us some time ago.
Yeah, I just need some help because if you listen back, these fuckers are giving me a hard time about
the Utah.
This
Utah,
is a map.
Wyoming,
no,
Wyoming.
Well, Wyoming is okay. For those of you watching, you'll see Arizona has got a little star in it.
Just
where we
don't want to be Kansas. That was
Wyoming
really
is. It's a purple. It's a purple state, almost a square.
You know,
above
we forgot
Colorado.
On this map. Speaking of Kansas, not to interrupt you, but I'm going to interrupt
south,
you.
Further south, Kansas.
No, we forgot Oz. Why is it Oz on there?
Yeah, I know. Where is that?
It's not a real place.
It sure
well,
is. It's right
neither
smack
is
in the middle of
south
fucking
Dakota.
Kansas.
Yeah, she never left her backyard. That's a clue.
I love it. Okay, so I'm not Wyoming, guys.
It's inside the house. house.
I'm not Wyoming. I just really suck at
geography. That's why the people are so small.
I'm sorry. I derailed your point, Clayton.
What? No, I know. I just was showing a map. That was the point's done. I don't know what you were trying to pull off.
But if you look, Wyoming is pretty far away, pretty far left.
Okay.
Pretty
left. Yeah,
you're pretty lefty. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Now,
maybe I'm Nebraska.
I'm Nebraska.
For long-term listeners, Wyoming is right next to further South Dakota. In case you were wondering.
I do appreciate that Nebraska became
Because any one of those four becomes...
Yeah, okay, where are we?
Yeah.
If you could add Oz, then that is where I would be from. Could you make that to the far west in Kansas?
There you go.
Far west... Kansas.
Where was Dorothy Gale? She was inside the house the whole goddamn time. Aren't you paying attention?
She was taking a nap.
Oz is in further western Kansas.
Bitch had pepperoni before she went to bed. And we all got to hear about it for 70 fucking years.
First it's in black and white, then it's in color.
The lollipop kid, the lollipop kid, the lollipop kid. We represent the lollipop kid.
Conscientious objector here.
Like to welcome you to Munchkin Land.
Now we're midget shaming.
Not only is she really dead, she's absolutely truly dead.
Truly and sincerely dead, I believe.
Whatever the line is.
Line!
Dwarf needs a line! Come on!
Meow Cal, add all of those things, please. You make me very happy with the map. Thank you.
The map is good. Yeah, awesome. We can have a little Oz in there.
Yeah. And again,
that'd be good.
In further western
I think it should be
Kansas.
Even newer Jersey. I don't think it should be New Jersey.
Oh, there should be an even newer.
Even thinner Jersey.
Even thinner Jersey.
I think it should be everything is legal in New Jersey.
Everything is legal in
New
Jersey.
Well, no, we also have New Mexico. What are you going to do? Slightly part of it's going to be not quite as New Mexico. Yeah.
Gently used Mexico. Yes.
Slightly soiled Mexico.
Didn't age well, Mexico. Well, she didn't age well.
Show me on the state where you touched it. Yeah. Does this involve an Afghan? Oh, wait a minute. Oh,
that's great.
Or a couch?
I think Meow Cal is either saying hold on or fuck you. I'm not sure which.
I feel like
either one works.
I think we got to hold on. Yep,
as
that's
our
true.
Show's one and only cartographer.
Right.
True. Good point.
He's not allowed to quit.
Senior cartographer.
Yeah.
Senior cartography correspondent.
We go now live to Meow Cal.
The cartographer currently drawing a map of a location I just made up.
Yeah, we can't go live because they're under snow.
Coming
warning.
Up, it's going to be...
Gently
here's
used.
A midget in a rainstorm.
Gently used Mexico.
Alternatively, it could be certified pre-owned Mexico.
There.
I like that.
Sold.
I like that one.
Hand me down Mexico, secondhand Mexico.
Oh my God.
The other side of the wall, Mexico.
Step Mexico.
No. Either way, country store doesn't
north,
take
north
care of
side
yourself.
Of the wall, Mexico.
What? Step Mexico. They have different dance.
Meow Cal, we sometimes leave you out of the production meetings. Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad.
I feel like the champagne added something.
I think it often does.
Mm.
Do you need help with that?
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Do we have more segments? What are we doing? Are we done?
Well, are we going to do... What, did you do
what
two
my
things?
My second thing, right.
Does
yeah.
anybody want to add to her two things?
Like that your second thing was cut your toe. Just a reminder to for a basic personal...
We're
going to
now call this... We're not going to call this Pedicure Corner with Kat Carlson.
Listen, other people might have similar struggles to me. It's a public service, honest to God.
They're talons. She's got talons.
And we should have never told Meow Cal how important he was to the cartography department.
Totally. He wants a new contract.
Fuckers.
By the way, I don't know.
We'll give you a 20% increase on what we're paying you now.
Call Doug Ducey. He'll give you one.
Now, Meow Cal, I don't know how.
They legalize weed. We're going to pay it from the taxes there.
I don't know how quickly you're going to turn around this map, but if you can do it in 6 minutes, I'll put it on the show right now.
Joe, not a gently used midget, a gently used Mexico. That's worse.
What about a gently
now,
used midget
in Mexico? Thank you.
That's just a vacation.
Now we're getting somewhere.
That's a Tuesday for
that's
you.
A road sure. trip.
We call it is that a road July. Trip.
It's a road trip.
And that's how you pronounce enchilada.
That's what you call El Chapo. That's a gently used
word. The outcast says we're going to have to renegotiate my contract. Well, we all don't have one, so you're going to be the first one.
Does he think he's going to get paid more?
20% more. We already offered.
We
him.
Already gave the raise.
Fuck. Oh, I missed that part of the
meeting. We had a board meeting. I'm sorry.
Oh, right here? Oh, right now?
Look at right in front of you.
Meow, Cal. I don't get invited to murder. The production meetings either.
I would never know.
Board members in attendance. Everyone.
Everyone.
Board members paying attention. Yeah, now.
So
Zetto.
Let me ask you all about this Amazon deal where they can go into your house. What do you guys think of that?
Well, I'm on the fence.
That's not a legit. That's a burglar who wrote Amazon in crayon on his shirt.
However,
but
wait
for
a second, though. As somebody who now orders their meals like mail order and they get dropped on the doorstep, it's about to be 120 fucking degrees outside. Right. How long is my chicken going to last in that cardboard 100% recyclable box?
Right?
Well,
You have to protect your chicken. Yeah.
That's my first guess.
Not long.
I have a couple of cats. I'll send you meow. So you would let them come into your house?
I'm on the fence.
Okay.
I'm on the fence.
Okay.
No. Don't put your chicken there either.
Yeah, right? Be careful.
On the fence. Because
the cats are always on the goddamn fence.
Fucking cats.
Because there was, and not that the cats, dogs wouldn't care, but according to Richard Gutfield, that's kind of an
unfortunate name.
Who is in England, he discovered that his 11-month-old black miniature schnauzer was missing from his home.
I was worried where that was going.
After a driver delivered a package on behalf of Amazon. They came into the house instead of leaving the parcel in the safe box that they have along the driveway. So this is different. The package contained
the
dog. What's
a safe box along the driveway? Why don't we walk past that?
No, I think like in England, they probably have it like they do it.
It's like it'd be almost like a mailbox. I mean, you can put a package in and it only can be deposited. Nobody can take it out without a key.
Oh, it's like me. Okay.
It's like it's a lockbox, basically.
Oh, Amazon can also deliver to the trunk of your car so they can steal your car.
I'll tell you the technical behind the trunk thing with them, but continue on.
Again, it's not an Amazon. Employee, that man is stealing your car
or your dog, is it?
Yeah. Well,
your schnauzer,
your 11-month-old black.
That's
schnauzer.
The interesting thing.
If you've got a trunk monkey, you're fine.
There
though.
You go. Wah!
I don't think you can say that anymore.
Yes, you can.
You can't say that on TV. Anymore.
A trunk monkey. Don't you know what that trunk monkey is?
Oh, I don't want that. Should we turn off the audio before?
No. Have you seriously not seen the videos about the trunk monkey, the security system for your car?
It's very funny. It's very fucking funny.
I'm going to find it.
Yeah. Okay.
So
just keep it in the trunk.
Do you remember how afraid I was to say monkey bars on the show?
Just don't put it on your porch. You'll be fine.
So now one of the big things now, and again, this is in England. I don't know about here, but the driver there had to walk through two unlocked doors in order to get to the into the house and leave the package on the porch and allegedly, taking the puppy. Well, distraught over the missing pet, the owner posted about the disappearance on Facebook, as well as posting her photo and other information, etc. But the devoted dog dad didn't stop there. He had the courage and perseverance to directly email Jeff Bezos, whose email address was public, pleading with the billionaire to investigate the matter. And so he lets him know, fortunately, one of Bezos' employees was fielding that email account and saw the man's message. The Amazon staff member, Rob, decided to try to track down both the driver and the dog. This Rob spoke to the driver, who was an independent contractor. And
that's
British
or burglar.
Right.
Those Uber delivery guys are like Uber drivers now.
With an independent delivery
Amazon
company
delivery.
Who doesn't work directly for Amazon, who claimed he didn't remember the dog at the house. So this Rob took the matter a step further and checked out the driver's own home. Nope, not that day. The next day.
She was standing right outside.
And he goes to this driver's home, and the guy opens the door and is like, I don't know. I don't remember anything about that dog.
I don't have an 11-month-old black schnauzer.
And then the little dog comes running up. For real. Oh, is that a schnauzer? Oh, 11 months old? What? Leave my schnauzer out of it. Anyway. These two concern me.
Well, I'm concerned that you people are just being robbed left and right. If you got nothing but you lost a dog, he broke through two doors.
It was the dog's food that he was delivering. That's the irony.
That is ironic.
No.
Like real irony or Linus Morissette irony?
No, that's real irony. Yeah.
When a guy delivers dog food and steals your dog?
No. Anyway.
Now you didn't need that in 2 days, did you, bitch?
That's right. Yeah. You spent $35 to get that delivered in 2 hours.
Fuck you.
I don't even know what we're doing here.
I was watching TV. How did I get here?
Anyway, would you guys, you're saying that you would let them come into your house to
fuck
deliver
no.
your
Who said
food?
That? What did
cat
I agree
did.
With? Oh, did she?
I said I was on the fence.
Oh. No. She's a cat on the fence.
Because so, my chicken's outside.
Yeah.
In the box.
Her 11-month-old black chicken is outside.
Rotten in a box. I'm just saying.
Nope. Pass. I don't want to know what's rotten in her box.
I'm just saying. You don't
I've
know.
Learned a lot of shit about you tonight. You can learn some shit about me.
You can learn one thing about me.
It's about my rotten chicken in a box. Oh,
that seems like a fair relationship.
Now, since Al has...
Yeah. We need a new segment.
I got it, yeah.
Since Al has not seen this...
How to know if you've been burgled.
You're coming from a bad space, though. You've been burgled one too many
times.
Show
me on the Bezos where he burgled you.
Since
I love it that it's his personal email, but somebody named Rob answers it. That's just bullshit. Come on. We all walk by that, too?
Well...
All right, I'm going to show Al this because he's
want the trunk monkey.
Al doesn't know what the trunk monkey is, so this is a safety feature available. There's a
You're
Chevron.
Not allowed to say that.
There's a car dealership that this was actually their advertising campaign that every car came with this security device. So I just want you to know this is what we're going to do here.
Who do you think you're honking at, huh? What, you don't like the way I drive? Come on in here, I'll give you a driving lesson.
No.
You want a piece of me? What's coming out and get you some, huh? Where are you going to go now? Well, you can't speed up by anybody now. You think you're better than me? What, you think? Oh, I don't like the way you drive. What, you got a fancy new spot? Huh? Keep out.
The Trunk Monkey, a revolutionary idea you'll only find at Suburban Auto Group. Approval by Attorney General.
I can't.
I can't believe you've never seen the Trunk Monkey.
Oh, it's a delight.
There's another one that the Trunk Monkey throws a body off a bridge.
My birthday is only 3 days away. Please wrangle yourself a monkey and get it in my trunk.
That sounds racist.
I must have put the monkey in my trunk.
Yeah. That fell somewhere between Dirty and Kanye.
Isn't it the same? That's fantastic.
I like...
Well, folks...
Yeah, we just gotta go. I can't recover from that.
But I don't know what else to do.
I'm gonna sit in my house on Christmas morning waiting for that goddamn monkey. Don't put it in the wrong car.
No. Oh, the map.
No, hang on. I'm gonna show him another
one. There's more.
There's another. We'll show this one.
Look up. No, you gotta.
The Trunk Monkey Theft Retrieval System. Because sometimes getting your car back is simply not enough. Another revolutionary idea you'll only find at Suburban Auto Group.
God.
Pending approval by the Department of Agriculture.
That monkey's on a crime spree. Mom, if you run over one more person, it's going to be a spree.
I gotta see the map.
Yeah, we have the map ready.
Wait, where's the map?
It's my gosh.
Follow the link.
Shit.
Click the thing.
Click it.
Click it.
Click my thing.
Where? How did I get it? Oh, wait. Hang on. I got a notification.
Oh,
no.
Oh, my God.
Where's the map? Meowcow, where's the map?
Is it in the lady chat room?
Oh, my God.
It's in the chat room. Oh, well, hell. I can't get there from here.
I don't care how you get there.
It's an Arab man. China person.
Oh, what the hell is that? What the hell? Oh,
and if you think about it, he's right. God. It's not really racist in any way, shape, or form. It's just
why? Because
illiterate.
Alita Adams
no, not
illiterate?
Arab man. That's racist. Oh, China person is just unnecessarily technically correct.
Just unnecessarily specific.
Oh, I found it. Hang on here.
I am snotting. I need a Kleenex or a
something. Mine are all covered in what could be chocolate.
Okay, here's the new map. Here's the new map.
Oh, I love it.
So as you can see on the map, we have Wyoming's... What is that in Wyoming? What?
Oz.
She put
Wyoming.
Oz. She put Oz in Wyoming. Oh, they put Oz in Wyoming.
That's a longer drive from Kansas than I anticipated.
Oh, but look, and then here's
our
slightly
God.
Used pre-owned
Meowcow, you really earned that raise.
No, wait. Wasn't there something happening in New Jersey?
Yep.
Hang on, I don't know.
New Thinner, New Jersey.
Where? Oh, hang on, we've got newer Jersey.
Newer Jersey.
I love it. I love it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Too funny.
Oh, I forgot. Oh, is this new or did we have this before? Did we have the, hang on, let me scroll up.
No, North Carolina should be on there.
Did we have, this before? Palins and Moose?
I don't know if that was there.
I feel like that was there.
That's funny. I don't remember that. What about North Carolina? There was something in North Carolina.
Hang on.
Yeah, there's something above North Carolina.
Further North Carolina.
Son of a bitch, that's good.
We have
that's
further good. North Carolina.
Well done, Meow. Well done.
Oh, and there's a star in Alabama. What's the star for? Why do we have a star in Alabama?
Yep. Yeah, I don't know where that, well, no.
That, is that Jeff Sessions? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why do we...
Is Mulvey
child molesters? Do we put stars for child molesters?
And I figured there would be something put in Missouri because of I'm from there. We should put something... And like you from New York and you from Salt Lake.
New York says something, but I don't remember what it says.
Well, there's Western... There's New York and Western New York.
Oh, that's... Yeah, they was put in for me. Because I'm from, remember we had the argument because I'm from Western New York.
Right.
Oh my God. That's fantastic.
Oh, he says Minnesota has been properly updated as well.
Okay, let's see.
Oh, hang on. Let's go to Minnesota. Hang on. Let me get here to.
Is it like the land without Al Franken or something? What?
Fucking snow and kick.
Well played.
Slightly misspelled.
Well played.
It's fine.
Oh, that is
I
good.
Like it.
Oh, that's good stuff.
That's great.
Yeah,
and we have
you.
An assignment.
Well
we all get
done.
To name Virginia because that's still blank.
Okay.
So we have all time right. for the Commonwealth.
Fair point.
Oh my gosh. That was funny stuff.
I have a this.
What do you?
Okay.
This
oh.
and my mom is cracking me up. She had to write the date on because she had it on the calendar waiting for you,
oh.
so she had to make sure.
Ain't that sweet?
Let's pretend that's wrapped.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Ice molds, big ice balls.
Oh, it's the ice balls!
Yay.
There are
so many balls good tonight.
Just the,
here.
Just
oh,
the two. Just the two.
God.
Just the two.
That's a lot.
That is, I was worried they were going to do better. Yeah.
Right?
All right. Let's say goodnight to the good people.
Oh
you guys are fantastic.
Oh, my God.
Shit.
Thank you.
I needed that tonight. Oh, my God.
That was some very, very funny stuff.
When you get going, I'm done. I just am done. And then you forget it.
Thanks to champagne.
It's a good time. Oh, champagne.
And
come
coffee.
Visit anytime.
It is, Nero. It's a wonderful map. Well done, Nero.
Well done.
That was great. Thank you so much.
You're going to ask for a raise. Back it up.
Yeah. Prove your worth.
Yep.
Well played.
Someday make it to a production meeting, could you?
Yeah. Seriously.
Every other Tuesday at Yamasushi.
Dig yourself out of the snow.
They'll figure it out. Oh, my heavens. Well, as we do each week, we wrap up tonight's show. Let's leave you with this parting thought. We will
see you next Tuesday.
My gosh.
David, what does burning smell like?